it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Prime Evening News for today, Monday, February 5th, in the headlines. Republic Financial Holdings Limited Chairman Vincent Pereira discloses that the group earned a US$75 million profit for the quarter ended December 31st, 2023. Station. Antigua and Barbuda is expressing interest in purchasing three aircraft from the Caribbean Development Bank, which were formerly used by now-dissolved LIAT 1974. And Australian writer Yang Heng Zung received a suspended death sentence on espionage charges from a Beijing court, jeopardizing the recent improvement in bilateral ties between Beijing and Canberra. The news is brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agents of Beacon Insurance Limited. Details coming up next.
You settle for more. Get up to 35% off Beacon's fully comprehensive vehicle insurance and still cover a whole lot more. Enjoy higher discounts and better coverage for any kind of vehicle, car, SUV or pickup with free loss of use, windscreen cover and special perils. To sign up, call Archipelago Trading at 448-5247 or log on to beacon.co.tt and settle for more today.
Dr. Wayne Lavelle, a pediatrician at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital, commending the enduring partnership with the World Pediatric Project, spanning back in 2008. He highlighted the organization's multifaceted assistance, underscoring the exceptional significance and impact of their speech mission. Notably, the organization's mission to Dominica involved the assessment of 100 children, showcasing their commitment to addressing crucial healthcare needs on the island.
Well, first and foremost, the World Pediatric Project has been with us from since 2008, and they have been helping us through a number of different areas, where most of them are surgical, but this is only one of the few missions they have. The speech mission that they're having right now is of tremendous importance. As you may already know, the number of children that we are seeing within the two-day period are about approximately 100. And these are the turnout of the people who actually turned out. So for us, the speech difficulties that our children may be having in Dominica is of course of a great need that is only reflected by the numbers. And this being something that we do not actually have a lot of assistance with, because I do believe that we may have privately a speech therapist, but in terms of the outreach, it is one that is of tremendous importance, and we are internally grateful for the service that has been provided.
Dr. Lavelle added that subsequent to the organization's evaluation, a collaborative effort between the Dominica China Friendship Hospital and the World Pediatric Project will be initiated. This joint endeavor aims to formulate recommendations for follow-up actions for the children who underwent assessment.
The WPP, or the World Pediatric Project, provides its services free of charge. So this is in fact free of charge to our Dominican people and to the children, because the main goal of WPP is healing the children and providing healthcare for those who are unable to access it otherwise, or in different areas they can assist. So it is absolutely free to the children. And trust me, all they had to do was just show up, and we are grateful for that. Okay, so it is my hope, and that of Dr. David, which I must make mention of. This is a neonatologist who came to us with the idea, because she and myself, we both see children, and the number of children we noticed who had these difficulties were a lot. So it is our hope that afterwards, because this is the first step in assessing and basically assessing the situation as to what are the conditions related to the difficulties that they're having and what is the necessary initiative and recommendations. So afterwards, we'll put together, for not just for ourselves but for the ministry, as to necessary recommendations, working with WPP, the World Pediatric Project again, as to how they can further follow up with these children and what are the necessary goals we can set for them, realistic goals of course, and hopefully they may be able to come back for other missions in the future.
And that was Dr. Dwayne Lavelle, pediatrician at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital. Chairman of Republic Financial Holdings Limited, Vincent Pereira, disclosed that the group reported a profit attributable to its equity holders amounting to US$75 million for the three-month period ended December 31st, 2023. Excluding one-off losses reported in the previous period, core profits after tax and non-controlling interest witnessed a notable increase of US$5 million, or that's 6.9%. Simultaneously reported profit surged by US$15 million, or 26%, compared to the US$60 million reported in the corresponding period of the previous financial year. The total assets of the group reached US$17.2 billion as of December 31st, 2023, reflecting a growth of US$246 million, or at 1.46% over the total assets of the end of December in 2022. This upward trajectory was primarily fueled by expansions in the loans and investment portfolios across all subsidiaries. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website at www.q95de.com. President of the Business and Professional Women Organization, Rhoda St. John, outlined the organization's commitment to training and empowering young girls and women to care for themselves and stand independently. She emphasized the organization's goal of providing a voice for the voiceless, citing that this is one of the numerous initiatives undertaken by BPW Dominica.
There's a saying, teach a man to fish and he will have fish for life. Give a man a fish and he will never learn how to fish. And that is BPW Dominica and even BPW International Motu, where we want to train our young girls how to take care of themselves, how to defend themselves, how to be able to stand up for yourself. If you don't have a voice, we will give you that voice. A couple years ago, we did a training on business plan preparation, and we had over 20 something women in the room. How do you prepare a business plan? How do you prepare yourself to be marketable? How do you grow your business? So these are some of the things that we do with the women. In recent times, we've actually worked with some of the women to be able to empower themselves. Violence against women, we have the 16 days of activism that takes place from the 25th of November to the 10th of December. And 2 years, well, before Maria, we actually did a peace march where we had lawyers in Dominica join us, and we walked the streets of Roseau with the police permission, with our placards, standing up against violence against women and girls and people who cannot speak for themselves, that we could give them that voice, we could talk for them.
Rhoda St. John, president of the Business and Professional Women Organization, addressing the handing over ceremony of Phase 8 of the Dominica China Modern Agricultural Center today. Chinese Ambassador Lin Xiangsheng emphasized the collaborative efforts and substantial achievements in China-Dominica agricultural technical cooperation. Ambassador Lin highlighted the shared challenges faced during this cooperation and noted that it was through trust and friendship that the collaboration between the two nations has evolved into a new historical chapter.
The China-Dominica agricultural technical cooperation has been a journey of shared efforts and significant achievements. I fully understand that the journey has not been without challenges. Navigating multiple natural disasters together, the Chinese agriculture experts and their Dominican colleagues have demonstrated an unbreakable, resilient, and tenacious spirit. It is the strength of trust and friendship that has propelled China-Dominica agricultural cooperation into a new historical chapter. And I salute the Chinese agricultural expert team and their Dominican colleagues on this occasion.
The ambassador stated that Dominica is set to commemorate 2 decades of diplomatic relations with the People's Republic of China this year. He noted that this long-standing partnership has resulted in remarkable progress for Dominica and its citizens.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we commemorate the 20th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between our two countries this year, I take immense pride in the remarkable progress achieved through China-Dominica cooperation in the area of agriculture, education, healthcare, infrastructure, and other sectors. And these initiatives have significantly contributed to the enhanced economic landscape of Dominica and improve living standards of its citizens. And looking forward, China is enthusiastic about deepening practical cooperation with our Dominican friends. And I'm confident that China and Dominica, as good brothers and close partners, will collaboratively elevate bilateral relations to new heights.
And that was the Chinese ambassador to Dominica, His Excellency Lin Tianxing. During a gathering organized by the Concerned Citizens Group of Wesley on Sunday, a Wesley resident reported a productive meeting with the Member of Parliament representing the Marigot constituency. Among the various queries raised in the session, one quick key question focused on the time frame for individuals who were displaced and assured a certificate of title. The resident mentioned that the MP responded by committing to provide further information to the concerned residents, indicating a follow-up on the matter.
To be fair to the honourable gentleman, we had an amicable meeting and we came out feeling better than we did previously. So much so that the parliament promised to meet with us, our group, on a monthly basis. And I think that is a positive for all of us. Ladies and gentlemen, among some of the questions that were raised was, number one, a time frame as to when it is that those persons who were displaced and promised a certificate of title, when would that happen? There was not a direct answer forthcoming, and so this is one of the issues that he will seek response and get back to us. There was another issue that plagues us at present as to the going-ons on the lands at Joe Lasso River area, where loose mold is being dumped, and so that was addressed as well. And there was, again, inconclusive response or information with regards to that, because the parliament told us, in his own words, that there was some mistake with regards to measurements, and so the Chinese were under misapprehension as to how far they have to go with the dumping. So again, we await clarification on that.
Resident of Wesley, Shekai Andrew, who held the title of 2019 Carnival Princess, emerged victorious at the 2024 Miss Teen Dominica pageant, clinching numerous awards at the recent pageant held last evening. Nyana Stevens from the Northeast Comprehensive School claimed the second runner-up spot, earning the award for Best in Evening Wear. Lizanne Coffey of the Convent High School secured the first runner-up position and received recognition for Best Promotional Speech and the Best in Spectacular Wear.
And we start up with the Best Promotional Speech. This award goes to Lizanne Coffey from the Convent High School. Best in Best Spectacular Creation Wear goes to Lizanne Coffey from the Convent High School.
Best Performing Talent, Shekiah Andrew of the Dominica Grammar School.
And Best in Evening Wear Award goes to Nyana Stevens from the Northeast Comprehensive School.
Best Evening Wear, Shekiah Andrew of the Dominica Grammar School.
The Best Response to Question Award goes to
Shekiah Andrew of the Dominica Grammar School. Second runner-up, Nyana Stevens of the Northeast Comprehensive School.
First runner-up in Miss Teen Dominica 2024 goes to the Convent High School, Lizanne Coffey.
Your new Miss Teen Dominica, we have now come to the crowning moment of tonight's show. Miss Teen Dominica 2024 from the Dominica Grammar School, Shekai Andrew.
Raymond Lawrence and Kiwana Fontaine Wilson, MFC for the 2024 Miss Teen Dominica pageant. In other news, Antigua and Barbuda has expressed interest in acquiring the free aircraft previously owned by the Barbados-based Caribbean Development Bank and utilized by the now-dissolved inter-regional airline LIAT. The announcement was made in a statement following the weekly cabinet meeting. The statement revealed that Prime Minister Gaston Brown, in a Zoom meeting with CDB and representatives of LIAT 1974 shareholders last week, formally extended the offer to purchase the aircraft. LIAT, jointly owned by the governments of Antigua and Barbuda, Barbados, Dominica, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, ceased operations in its current form on January 24, 2024. Despite the airline's closure, the court-appointed administrator Cleveland Seaforth assured employees in a letter that the company would fulfill its obligations regarding severance, vacation pay, retroactive pay, and any outstanding salaries. Seaforth noted that these entitlements would be provided within 45 days after completing their respective computations. Prime Minister Brown had previously emphasized the role of the CDB in solidifying agreements among the governments to pave way for LIAT 2020 operations. This plan was intended to secure a promising future for regional travel, with discussions ongoing regarding a partnership with Air Peace, a private Nigerian airline founded in 2013. And in a significant development, a Beijing court issued a suspended death sentence to Australian writer Yang Hengzhong on Monday, charging him with espionage. This verdict poses a threat to the recent improvement in bilateral relations between Beijing and Canberra.
A Beijing court on Monday handed Australian writer Yang Hengzhong a suspended death sentence on espionage charges, the move threatening a recent rebound in bilateral ties following several years of strained relations between Beijing and Canberra. Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong.
The Australian government is appalled at this outcome. We will be communicating our response in the strongest terms. As a first step, I have directed my secretary to summon China's ambassador to Australia to express our objection. I want to acknowledge the acute distress that Dr. Yang and his family will be feeling today, coming after years of uncertainty.
The sentence comes after Yang's arrest in 2019 at Guangzhou Airport. An Australian citizen born in China, Yang wrote about Chinese and US politics as a high-profile blogger in New York. A Chinese state security employee from 1989 to 1999, the country he has been accused of spying for has not been made public. Neither have the details of the case after a closed-door trial in 2021. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wangbing told a news conference on Monday all his personal properties were to be confiscated.
The People's Court handled the case in strict accordance with the law and ensured his procedural rights and also respected and ensured the consular rights of the Australian side and allowed the Australian side to sit in on the sentencing.
Yang has denied working as a spy for Australia and the United States and denied any wrongdoing in letters to family from jail. A family spokesperson in Sydney said they were shocked and devastated by this news, which comes at the extreme end of worst expectations. Supporters have urged the Australian government...
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. Public Republic Financial Holdings Limited Chairman Vincent Pereira discloses that the group earned US$75 million profit for the quarter ended 31st December 2023. Antigua and Barbuda is expressing interest in purchasing free aircraft from the Caribbean Development Bank, which were formerly used by now-dissolved LIAT 1974. And Australian writer Yang Hengzhong received a suspended death sentence on espionage charges from a Beijing court, jeopardizing the recent improvement in bilateral ties between Beijing and Canberra. The news was brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agents of Beacon Insurance Limited, I've been your presenter, Felix Environment.
News as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q.